Welcome to the July edition of This Month in Digital Money, hosted by the Digital Euro Association. I'm Anne-Sophie, and I'm joined by Konrad and Tamara as we unpack some of the latest developments in digital money. Let's dive in. In this month's episode, we start with public sector developments from across the globe, from Europe to Asia and Australia. So let's begin with Europe's institutional love child, the digital euro. The ECB recently released its third progress report on the digital euro's preparation phase, offering a detailed update on what's happening behind the scenes. While it didn't drop any dramatic surprises, it quietly signals that the project is edging closer to implementation, structurally, technically, and politically. The report outlines clear next steps. Over the coming months, the ECB will continue work on finalizing 5 tender procedures to select providers for the digital euro platform and infrastructure, including the offline functionality. These framework agreements are expected by end 2025, but importantly, they won't involve any financial commitment from the euro system yet. The ECB also wants to share a revised version of a digital euro scheme rulebook with key stakeholders in the second half of 2025. And it will engage in further experimentation and stakeholder consultations to ensure that the digital euro meets the highest standards of privacy, security, and usability. The ECB overall emphasizes that the scheme will be designed with enough flexibility to adapt to the ongoing legislative debate in the EU institutions, notably the proposed regulation on the digital euro still being discussed in the Parliament and Council. At the same time, the ECB is continuing its dual-track CBDC strategy. While the retail digital euro remains a political headline, the wholesale CBDC development is quietly gaining momentum. In the short-term track, Project Pontes, the idea is to link DLT-based settlement platforms with central bank money in real time, responding to growing industry pressure for modernized financial market infrastructure. The long-term track, Project Appia, explores what a future DLT settlement infrastructure in central bank money could look like, potentially beyond 2030. So while we're not at the launch stage yet, this progress shows that the building blocks are being put in place and that the digital euro is no longer theoretical. It's becoming a real policy tool in waiting, one that could be activated during the next EU legislative cycle. So to see how things are advancing outside of Europe now, let's turn towards the East, where other central banks are also moving ahead with their CBDC development.
The Reserve Bank of Australia has formally transitioned its central bank digital currency research into a live pilot environment. Announced July 10th, Project Acacia will evaluate 19 use cases across wholesale markets, utilizing real monetary assets and liabilities. Settlement mechanisms will include central bank digital currencies, tokenized deposits, and stable coins deployed on distributed ledger platforms such as Hedera and R3Corda. The 6-month testing period will assess operational efficiency, risk mitigation, and interoperability within existing financial market infrastructures. A comprehensive report is scheduled for release in the first half of 2026.
Swiss National Bank expands wholesale CBDC trials. The Swiss National Bank, SNB, is keeping its foot on the gas when it comes to wholesale CBDCs. After making headlines as the first to launch a wholesale CBDC in a real-world environment on the sixth digital exchange, the SNB is extending its pilot yet again, now running until mid-2027. Here's what's new. Swiss digital exchange BX Digital, part of Börse Stuttgart, is about to launch and will connect it directly to the SNB's SIC payment system for settlement. The SNB is giving BX Digital production access, echoing the trigger solution approach we saw from the Bundesbank in recent ECB trials. But let's be skeptical. While the SNB is testing both directly settlement and tokenized approaches under Project Helvetica 3, it is still just a pilot, no commitment yet to a full-scale launch. Are we moving toward a wholesale CBDC reality or just stuck in permanent pilot mode? We'll keep you watching for the next movie from Zurich.
HSBC completes e-Hong Kong dollar trials of CBDC on public blockchains. HSBC has completed its latest phase in Hong Kong's EHKD trials, and the results are interesting for anyone watching banks and blockchain. Traditionally cautious about crypto, HSBC tested EHKD payments on public blockchains like Ethereum, Polygon, and more, while also building its own private solution on Hyperledger Bizu. The big question they tackle: can you make private payments on public blockchains? HSBC experimented with privacy-enhancing tech and decentralized ID, but like many, they found the technology isn't quite ready for prime time. Just look at Brazil's central bank. They have delayed their own digital currency rollout for the same reason. So, is HSBC moving toward more open blockchain finance, or will privacy push them back behind closed doors? One thing's clear: the lines between public and private blockchains are blurring, and the big banks are finally taking notice.
Let's shift focus to the United States, where we witnessed a notable legislative development in July. The Genius Act was just signed into law. Genius gives the U.S. Treasury, in coordination with the Federal Reserve, the SEC, and the CFTC, and other financial regulators, a clear mandate to identify and analyze stablecoin issuers operating in or linked to U.S. markets, to evaluate reserve backing and redemption mechanisms, to assess potential risks to financial stability, payment systems, and monetary policy, and to report findings to Congress within a set time frame, ensuring accountability. This kind of evaluation mechanism was previously missing, and its introduction marks a shift away from a state-by-state licensing patchwork, like New York's BitLicense model, toward a more unified federal engagement with the stablecoin space. This new law could open the door for large non-bank stablecoin issuers like Tether to establish a more formalized presence in the U.S. market. It doesn't grant approval, but it creates the regulatory visibility and engagement pathway that's been missing until now. And with that, it's a fitting moment to hand over to Conrad, who'll walk us through Tether's latest US market push.
Tether Limited has formally confirmed that its entry into the United States market is well underway. Chief Executive Officer Paolo Arduino disclosed that the firm is establishing a dedicated US entity and infrastructure to serve institutional clients. The initiative centers on a new stablecoin product designed specifically for wholesale payments, treasury management, and interbank settlement. Arduino emphasized that the offering will operate within a fully regulated environment, aligning with the forthcoming federal stablecoin framework. Implementation timelines remain confidential, though industry sources indicate pilot programs with select financial institutions could commence before year-end.
That's it for July. From Europe's digital euro to new regulatory moves in the US and innovation across the Asia-Pacific. We'll be back next month with more insights. Until then, thanks for listening.